Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He loves us so much. He loves us on a grand scale. People don't always understand his love. If you want to understand God, start with love. That's his language. That's what he speaks. When we study the Word of God, he's always interested in helping mankind out of the misery that he fell into. And I'm a witness that God loves us. When he told me to do this website assignment, he said, I need you to put as many audio files as you can on the website. He said, I will send people to it. And my schedule was already full. And the only way I could do it was to, or the best way for me to do it was to do it while I'm on my way to work. The file will hold 30 minutes, so I can get about 20, 21 minutes in on my way to work consistently. And sometimes I can do it at home where it's quiet. So excuse my car noise or my truck noise. Sometimes we have to just do what we have to work. We have to work with what we got. It's important to give people the word that God is currently giving, because when people endeavor to obey him, they can't see God, and they run into obstacles. The enemy doesn't want you to know what God can do in your life. The world can't value it because they don't trust God, and they don't interact with him. The reason people don't trust God is because they don't interact with him. But when you start studying his word and hearing what he has to say, not an interpretation of what he said, but what he has to say, you'll start trusting God. And you'll start trusting him with your life. And when he shows you which way to go, you can't see everything, but he gives you enough information to go on. But I testify that I found out if you operate according to the direction that God has given you, it's better than anything you could have ever thought of on your own. See, you can use your faith out of your mind, or you can believe what comes out of the heart and mind of God. Now, which one's going to work better? I would only ask God for things that would satisfy me. But God thinks of everything. He thinks of everything. And he knows how to time everything. And he has to work with what we've sown. We reap what we sow in the kingdom of God. See, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. If you're seeking the kingdom of God, you're seeking his face. You're seeking how things work. You're going to have greater vision. If you seek his righteousness, you learn to operate according to the love of God. With the love of God in place and more vision in place, your prayers will be elevated. It won't be selfish. But you're going to receive more than you could have asked just being selfish. Because you will be seeking him to solve greater problems. You will be considering other people. And what happens is that will cause your sowing to be greater. God, you'll grow, you'll mature like you should, like you can. And you'll be able to handle more. And when God gives it to you, the gifts won't be a stumbling block. Some people receive much money and then they make a god out of it, and now they're in trouble because they're trusting what they see more than who God is. And the blessings, they allow it to become interference. This can be done over anything. People can get in strife because somebody scratched their car, because they didn't grow and mature. God thinks of everything, and He'll bless us in every way. But when we follow Him, we learn things we can't. He enables us to be a blessing to people. Sometimes people say, well, you've been ministering a long time, you ought to be making money off the ministry. Well, that's not the purpose of it. The Lord told me, He said, let not my people lack knowledge, and I'm doing everything I can to do it. If I tried to sell everything I wrote and all the tapes I make, that'll limit who hears. I would rather for people to hear. The Lord said, let not my people lack knowledge. I want people to be blessed. This is too important. I work to do these things. I work on the side to do them, to minister. And I do it by revelation. The Lord showed me how to do it. I'm doing what He gave me to do. And the returns I get, you know, God is able to bless me. I'm blessed. I'm not hurting for anything. I'm driving my dream car right now. I'm satisfied. I don't want another car. If somebody gave me another vehicle, I'll sell it. I don't have room for another vehicle. But the word is going forward. And I'm going to use all my health, strength, and might to continue getting the word out so people can live. I love God's people. I love everybody, every soul God made. I love them. And it's not unfeigned love. It's serious love. It's true love, pure love. I want to see people operating at their best capacity. And I really would like to see them do greater than me. I rejoice when people do great in God's eyes. Because God, that's the heart of God. Jesus said, he that believes will do greater works than me. So when you start believing Jesus, you're in the category to do greater works than even He did. He said, because I go to my Father. His ministry was 3.5 years on earth, and He left. Your ministry is the rest of your life. And Jesus taught, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Peter taught, love others like Jesus loves you. Peter's message is a greater message, because this was after Jesus had died for us. Jesus taught what He taught before He died for us. So Peter preached a much greater message. If you love people like Jesus loves you, you will put yourself last for them. And a lot of people, that's just too big. That's too expensive. That's too hard for me. If you look at it that way, but when you receiving God's love towards you, it's possible because you have the strength to do it. You have the strength, you have the wisdom, you have access to the wisdom, the knowledge, the counsel, the understanding, and the fear of the Lord to help you do it. You will be in awe of what God has done in your life. And you want to. Whenever God give me a message, it's burning inside and I want to preach it. I want to minister without failure. And I protect it. I say, Satan, you can't hinder this assignment in Jesus' name. You're not going to hinder this assignment. And I rebuke the spirit of blindness so people can hear. static. If you try to watch TV and have static on it, it's not fun. But when the static is gone, you got a clear picture. Now you can enjoy the program. And so it is in the kingdom. When the word is going forth, you can get rid of satanic static, negative static. The knowledge of God is at war with the deception knowledge of Satan, or the rebellious knowledge of Satan. We love God. We keep His commandments. We do His word. We love Him. And we can stop the enemy in his tracks. Everything that we do is important. Everywhere we go, we can carry the presence of God with us. God loves us. He loves us and He's there for us. He's going to help us. Now, as we go forward in the Lord, taking Him at His word, doing the things of God, we begin to see greater things happen. This should be normal for every Christian. It's available for every Christian. But until people start following God, many people won't be activated to follow. People do what they see others do. So when they see a person operating according to the wisdom and knowledge of God, that perfect love that casts out all fear, they want in on it. Sincerity attracts sincerity. And it exposes darkness for the lie that it really is. Now, when we go forward doing His word, doing His will, the pressure's not on us. We're representing Jesus. We're representing the Father. We're operating by the Holy Spirit. We're representing the Holy Spirit. Whatever you project, that's the kind of spirit you are. There are seven projections of the Holy Spirit, seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of counsel, and might, and understanding, and the fear of the Lord. I don't know if I left one out, but anyway, there are seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Whatever you speak, that's the kind of spirit you are. So, you know, the disciples, they asked Jesus to call down fire and burn up the city. He said, you don't know what kind of spirit you are, or what kind of spirit you're like. That wasn't the motive and plan of God. That wasn't the Holy Spirit. The enemy used their lack of knowledge for them to say that. But as we go forward in Him, we grow from glory to glory. And we can project what the Holy Spirit projects to us. We can manifest what the Holy Spirit made manifest to us. We can broadcast what the Holy Spirit has broadcast to us. And I'm not going to charge to do that. God will bless me. I want people to know God. And He'll take care of me. I'm not hurting for anything. And God helped me overcome a lot of financial obstacles. And the ones that I still got to deal with, if Jesus tarry long enough, all that will be taken care of as well. I cannot be destroyed. I am God's child. I'm on God's earth, not Satan's. My foot is over His head. His foot is not over my head. I have the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And you do too. Enforce His defeat. Speak the word of God. Now, when we yield to the Lord and relay what He says, that's not a lot of activity on our part. But it does so much. God can take a little crumb of what we do and feed nations. He can take your efforts that don't even really take long, your kindness, your love, your words, and turn people's lives into something beautiful. We need to know the power of being on God's side. Darth Vader said, "You don't know the power of the dark side." The dark side has no power. The power is in what Jesus has done. When you build on the love of God, you've integrated the greatest power ever. Morality can't be defeated by Satan. Satan can't defeat a moral life. It's impossible for him. The first step of spiritual warfare is to surrender your life to God. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. The enemy speaks evil of a moral life. So when we receive the love of God and operate in it and speak it truly, we defeat him. We destroy him. We destroy his lies. Every time we do. We love God, and as we follow him, we can grow from glory to glory. There's nothing we can't do. What's possible for us, hear me good, what's possible for us is what's easy for God. The Lord can take your life and do the same greater works that Jesus did, that Elijah did, that Elisha did. Elisha got a double portion of Elijah. But the word said that John, there was no prophet greater than John the Baptist, and the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. We're born again. We have a new spirit. We've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. His broken body, by his broken body, we're healed. He took on every disease a man could have and paid for us to be healed. And we are healed in him. And so we have something. Elijah went and laid hands on and prayed for the lady's son. Elisha raised him from the dead. Alright. Elisha raised him from the dead. Now, we've been given the authority to pray for people where we are and make a difference where they are. We have the power through the Holy Spirit, through the Lord, to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We're not limited. The Lord made us to be unlimited. And we are unlimited. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Revival can be in you. It can begin with you. Continue to go forward in the Lord. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.